Actually got some left.
I bet you're about to be live on YouTube, so don't come around here if you want to be live on YouTube. Okay, we're live on YouTube, by the way. Ash, okay. You know you've got Ash's phone number. You can call her.
Okay. Forget all of that. Yeah. Answer my question. Is there some left?
Is there any coaching left? There's coaching left.
I'm gonna come and get it tomorrow. Put it in. I beg you, put it in like a Tupperware. I guess.
Hi, May said hi.
Hey, May. Wagwan, how are you? Where's she gone?
He said, where's Casalo?
Casalo Victor's in the front room watching EastEnders.
Okay, yeah, EastEnders is banging her at the moment, actually. Anyway. Yeah.
Have you had a good day, May?
Guys. She said, guys, a bit now. All right, can we do this? This is live on YouTube, by the way.
Yeah.
Let me start. What's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of Cut the Chat Live upon the YouTube. We were promising that we were going to start doing live episodes in person, and it hasn't happened yet. I'm gonna move the curtain a little bit. We had a dinner recently, and we all sat there and said, "Yeah, we need to start doing more episodes in person. You guys come down, we go up. We need to go back to the barbershop. We need to give them the best quality audio and stuff." And no one's even mentioned it since that day. But it's fine.
Well, you know what it is? I think because we agreed, yeah, that the first one was going to be in South London, them two who don't live in South haven't mentioned it since.
It's worth it. Eventually, we'll link up.
We'll get there.
Hopefully lockdown won't happen before that, because I strongly believe. I don't want to put bad juju in the air, but I believe by the end of September, we're looking at lockdown again.
Firstly, man said bad juju. Juju is all bad.
No, there's good juju. I'm sure there's good juju.
No, there's not. But we're not going to get into that.
I think there's good and bad everything. There has to be good juju and bad juju.
You think that the I see your argument.
There's good magic. There's good magic, Ali. Maybe it's not called juju, but there must be good magic. And there must be bad magic.
Somebody can always have an argument. Someone can always have a counter argument. And so, you know, even with crime, people turn around and say, there's some crime that is actually good. And, you know, because actually man is what decides what crime is. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
What if you used, even if it was, let's say it was bad, I don't want to talk about juju because I don't want to put this on the podcast, but if you used your powers of juju for good, is that not good juju?
Okay, all right.
So there you go. My point.
Right, so maybe we need to find a new word for good juju. Like juju is bad.
Because juju is black magic, isn't it? Which I hate the term black magic. Like, why has it got to be black magic? Why ain't it white magic?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's black magic because it's powerful.
Yeah, but there's bad connotations behind it.
Of course.
I know. I've got a sick question about blackness, yeah, today.
All right. Well, are you ready to bust it down?
I need to tell me why I watched the 200 meters final. Yeah?
Wait. Are you on the keyboard? Are you looking at the because we need to get them involved, because they haven't we haven't really got them involved for the last couple of weeks.
I do it on my phone.
And I don't have Martini with me to read. So
it's a simple question.
All right, how many people have we got watching us live? Two, three?
Like 13 people at the moment. Everyone's watching Love Island. Is what it is. Everyone's watching.
Love. They're not watching Love Island.
They are. They'll listen back to this video. It's fine.
You know what it is. All right, let's start the quest. Guy, what's the question then?
My question is, why do black people run faster?
Why do black people run faster?
Why do we run fastest?
I know that. It's an easy answer.
It's not. Go on. Tell me, why is it?
Because from we could walk, we were being chased. That's why
No, it's got to be something more than that. It's simple.
We listen. All right, look at you like this, Ace. I'm gonna tell you something now. How many children? Yeah. How many black children are scared of animals? Cats, dogs.
Very true.
Horses.
Very true.
Yeah.
Spiders.
Spiders. And we're around them things. So from we can walk, we are running from something. Yeah. We are running from something.
So it's not genetics. It's not to do with the muscle mass or the head shape or the velocity of wind to our body, or it's nothing to do with that. It's just because we've been chased.
No. Look, all jokes aside, yeah. All jokes aside, and this is just literally thinking about this for 2 minutes. Yeah. Going way back, way back to the origins of us as a people. Yeah. We used to hunt our food. Yeah. We used to chase our food. Do you know what I mean? Like, real talk, I'm not even messing around. Yeah, we used to run, and you know, there's certain tribes and certain cultures that still do that to this day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So for me, it is genetics. Okay, I've got a customer. Where's this guy from? All right, so do you believe that people from certain parts of the world are made up differently? So for the argument's sake, if you are from one of the colder climates of the world, you're probably going to have more body hair on you than, you understand what I'm saying?
Is that true?
I believe so. And I'm
not true.
We're not going to turn around and say,
Lee, the
question. There's bare black people with loads of hair and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like that's how I see it. It's like animals. Animals evolve and adapt to their surroundings, isn't it?
Yeah, but why do we run faster than them? Why?
Because as I said, we've adapted to our surroundings. And our surroundings,
what are we adapting to? We all live in the same world.
It can't be that.
Genetic. I'm gonna go with something a little bit more PC. I just think here that running is not an elite sport. It's not a sport that has barriers that, you know what I mean? From you can run in it. They can look at you and be like, right, he's fast. Let's push him into that. It's not like you don't need a horse. You don't need a car. You don't need a racket. You don't need a bat. You can just run. So we can do that on sand. We can do it in land. We can do it in a village. You can do it anywhere.
We were always trying to kick out Ace. When there was problems, we were always trying to make moves. That's why white man can swim. But their man, they love all of that. I like fishermen catching fish with their raw hands and that. Their man, they love doing that.
So why can't we swim?
We didn't like water like that back in the day.
So what about that thing about how our bones are heavier than theirs? Is that true?
Probably.
Are we more dense?
Probably.
More denser, yeah.
Probably.
How come Kenyans can run long distance?
For time, innit? Because they're the man that was probably getting away back in the day. Their man that got away. They was running for time, endurance. Hello?
Away from who? They're in Kenya. They weren't there. What's wrong with
what you? What do you mean? When their man was out in the field, their man was the man that got away, innit? Us man were only good over 100 meters. Then we got nabbed back to the plantation.
And also, if your argument means anything, why are Jamaicans the fastest? Because they was running.
Why? But we were show-offs, innit? We were good starters, innit?
All right, look, Ace, this is what I put it down to, yeah. I remember before the London Olympics, the athletics board, the government, whatever, millions of pounds were pumped into finding the next great British Olympians, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the Olympics before the London Olympics, each country has a medal goal that they're trying to achieve, yeah? So they'll be like 50 overall, 60 overall, 70 overall. I think the Olympics before London, Great Britain heavily underachieved. So then they put out some program to go and get the new Olympians, yeah? So they hired like a famous talent scout, some American woman, I can't remember her name, some famous talent scout, that, you know, like you might hear like, yo, there's a mad baller at Hayley Manor School, or you understand what I'm saying? Like, so a talent scout would go down. So they've had this talent scout. Also, what they've done was they put a thing out for 16 to 20-year-olds to just apply to see if you would be a good athlete. And so what happened, you'd email them. They'd tell you to go down to your respective area, whether it be Brixton Rec Centre, the Soulbell Centre, whatever, whatever. When they got there, yeah, they didn't ask you what you like to do. They looked at your physique. They looked at your physical stature. And from your physical stature, they could work out you would be good for rowing. You would be good for discus. You would be good for long jump. And they done it like that.
It's racial profiling, no?
No, it's not black and white. It's about your body structure. So they would measure your height, like how flexible you are. All that kind of stuff. And they'll just put you into certain categories. There was a woman, can't remember her name. It was on BBC, I think, last week or the week before. And I think she was like 17. Wasn't really doing much with her life. You know, when you're at college studying something that you don't really care about, you're trying to get a qualification, whatever else, whatever else. She went into this. They picked her and they said, right, you're going to be a rower. Yeah. She was like, I don't really like rowing. They're like, listen, don't worry about it. You're gonna be a rower. They spent 4 years, yeah. So you know, like all of these athletes, they have to get funding. So cycling, badminton, rowing, all of that, they have to get funding from the government, from the lottery, whatever else. So you always hear them when they win, they say, yeah, thanks, National Lottery. Without this, I couldn't. Cool. So they pumped hella money into rowing and cycling, which is why the London Olympics. The rowing and cycling were just mad. Like, they just won bare medals. Anyway, this woman had no interest in it, pumped money into her, focus. She got an Olympic gold in rowing. Mm-hmm. She had no interest in it 4 years ago. Do you know what I mean? So she didn't just turn up. They didn't look at her and think, they didn't, like, see her rowing down the canal and thinking, yo, she's a wetters. Mm-hmm. So when you break it down like that, like they can look at you and say, you will be good at this.
Damon, let me ask you a question. Looking at each member of the chat team, what would you assign us to if you was in charge?
In the Olympics, honestly, see, Femi can't do the shot put because he's got no neck. You need to get the thing there in your neck. Femi ain't got no neck. He can't do that. So I don't even know what.
He's like a javelin man,
No, I was a discus man in school still.
Oh, yeah, he could be a discus man, to be fair.
Yeah. Discus, anything throwing, yeah. Mm. Discus, javelin, and the shot put thing. Lee, you to me, yeah, look like, you look springy. You look like you'll be a decent long jumper or triple jumper.
Or high jumper. Yeah,
okay. You look springy, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like... yeah, you look like tennis, badminton, basketball.
I think you'd be a question.
200 meters, anything.
I think Damon would be a good question with the horse.
When the horse is just on some
bomb. Making the horse starts.
You look are so dumb.
Turn your lights down low. You see the American horse was raving to some tunes. I was like, this is impressive. I can't lie. I've always thought it's a stupid sport, but it's actually impressive.
But it's not really you, it's the animal. So I don't understand why that is in the thing. You know why? It's those rich, the Lord. And one of them winners was a Lord.
Yeah.
It's just their way of getting their little sports into the Olympics. But it's not really, it's the horse, it's not you in it. I don't understand it.
I saw the horse raving to pah, 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 pah. I was like, what is this? Mad. It's mad.
Even though,
in it? Yeah. Like, nah,
I don't
nuts.
Know what's going on there.
It's so dumb. I love that BMX is an Olympic sport.
Now. Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. It. That girl smashed it as well. Did you see her out? When she came out and dropped on her first go.
Yeah.
The girl that won gold. Yeah, and she came out and bodied it second time round. And the US girl gave up halfway through. Imagine that. body. She actually gave up. She was like, nah, it's done. You see what happened to the fencing guy?
No.
So the fencing guy, the same thing that you were saying, like, he got all this government fund, not government, lottery funding and whatever, because they didn't really want to they didn't really want to support it in the UK because we just weren't really that interested like that. Do you know what I mean? The man went out in the first round, cuz.
Shit.
Bro, he blew all the lottery P in the first round. They're not even going to fund it next year. They're done.
That's what I'm saying.
That money done now.
This is what happens. This is what happens. And obviously, you know, there's something, you know what I've realized? See, after these Olympics and after every Olympics, you know what's sad is that there's people that have what that will win a gold, silver, or bronze medal. Yeah. See, after the Olympics, we will hear nothing about them ever again.
You don't hear them from again. Do you even make P? Do you make P? Do these Olympians are they wealthy?
Do you know what it is? I think it depends on your agent, your management team, if you have any of that. Because it's all marketing, isn't it? Like if you can be marketed very well, if you can get like a little Lucozade advert. Or one like a yoga advert or something, then maybe you could kind of forge a career.
But you'd have to win. You'd have to get a gold, though. I'll be honest with you. If I had a bronze, I wouldn't even tell, man. When they asked you what I do on road, I'd be like, yeah, I drive a cab. I wouldn't even tell them, man. Yeah, I got a bronze. No, who wants to hear that?
You would have third fastest person in the Olympics.
I'll tell you this now. I would not boast about a bronze.
Lee, look at it like this, yeah, Lee. Look at it like this. How many countries are in the Olympics?
Exactly. You're part of the world's elite.
Like, and to turn around and say,
there's probably certain man in like Brazil or Jamaica that's good at shot put, but they never done it.
Yeah, but that's their business. That's their business. True. You remember?
Yeah, but bronze though. Would you boast about a bronze?
Lee, look at it like this. You,
I wouldn't.
Lee, you are one of the top three in the whole country to get to the Olympics. Remember, you got to qualify in your country, you know, to get onto that Olympic team. So it's not like man just took you there. Fam, you are the best.
Damon, I'm not being cocky here, but there's certain things like man could have slid into that. If you give me 3 years training, I could be in one of them rowing teams. Simple.
Absolutely, absolutely. But you see that 3 years training, that's 3 years of training. There's no raving. There's none of that, the stuff that you keep up with on the weekend. None of that.
Why can't I have my little brandy? What, you think that man ain't doing their little white man thing? On the weekend.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about, but
they're not allowed to do that. They get tested, bro.
Bro, they can still them. There's a drink that you can take that them thing don't even come detected.
You're right.
Okay.
I'm stuttering because I don't want to get shift.
that aside, yeah, it's a huge accomplishment. It wasn't until recently that I realized the actual levels of what these people are doing. You know, like some of these athletes. They're like, I'm just lucky to be here and I'm just blessed to be here. No, it's a mad thing to go to the Olympics. Even if you finish last, it's a mad thing. You're an Olympian. Whether you win or not, you're an Olympian. You were in the Olympics. That's mad.
You see that guy in the Great Britain, though? He got all the way to the final and then he got a full start. Like.
He got a full start. Yeah.
Brother.
You know what that is? That's nerves. Because he's done it in the qualifiers as well. That's nerves.
But D, don't you think they should get like yellow card, red card? Why do they just get straight kicked out of the race?
They used to do it like that. But what it was, I think they changed it because it used to take too much time.
I suppose you could use it as your advantage. If you full start the first time, you get everyone jittery. Do you get what I'm saying? Use it as a tactic. If I full start one time, then a man over there can full start. Do you get what I'm saying?
Imagine you mess up everyone. Imagine there's eight people running and eight people have a full start. Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember, you see your full start. Yeah, this is what it is as well. Do you remember when they're on the full start? You go, then I go. I'm blowing. Yeah. By the time I hear that second gun, I'm halfway down the track. I'm tired, fam. Now, man's got to walk all the way back. Remember hurdles. Certain people are jumping hurdles. They're licking down the first hurdle. Then they got to reset all of that. It just used to take too much time. I don't agree with one full start and you're out, but... I saw footage of
back in the day of a man who just ran through the hurdles and won.
He
won the race running through the hurdles.
Yeah.
And there were people saying, oh, it's not fair, but it's like hitting the hurdle slows you down. So really and truthfully, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's done. Ace, look, I mean, back to your original question, I think just the physical makeup of Jamaicans. Yeah. Just the physical makeup of Jamaicans is just like, yeah, the man that can run fast, though. The man that can run fast.
I'm sure there's a scientific. Ace, let's be honest, though. Even in primary school, us Jardis were licking you, man, down. What are you talking about? You knew in the playground you couldn't fuck with us.
Yeah.
All my Jamaican friends, because I was Jamaican, I was automatically the second fastest after another Jamaican guy. Like, it was just standard anyway. The belief I had in myself, I knew that I was going to be the fastest in my class.
Nah, when I was in primary school, there was a little African youth called Claudius.
He had
just come from Africa. And
yeah,
whenever if he backs off his shoes, no one is catching him.
Really?
And that sounds, I'm not even joking. If he backs off his shoes, no one ain't catching him. He's gone.
Yeah, but we was all like that. You remember that, Lee, when you did 100 meters? When you take off your shoes and run in your socks.
Why?
Brother.
And you would cut at least 1.5 seconds off your time.
Brother. We used to do this thing in school, yeah, in primary school. I don't know if you did it. When you get to the playground, you have to sprint all the way to the other end and all the way back. That was the standard. No one told us to do it. We just always used to do it. Like, you get to the door. As soon as you bust the door, you have to sprint. Bam. Full pelt.
That must have been the East thing. We never done it in South. That must have been the East
thing. Yeah, maybe.
The things you believed as a youth.
You man was looking for your knives in the bush in South.
The things you believed that... I remember, like, this brother called Damien. Mm-hmm. Like, the only person in the Eds that had Reebok pumps. And he'd be playing basketball, and as soon as he pumps up the pumps on the shoes, he was crossing everybody, doing all of this behind the back things, and we're like, "Raw, it's got to be the shoes, fam."
We believed in the superpowers, bro.
You actually believed in them.
I know, man. That had like Nike BWs, yeah. And just because they had them BWs, they just automatically were the best at football. we give a man the ranking, and they were automatically
because of the shoes
the best. Yeah, because what he was wearing, he was going to be the most skillful player. And if the man that had the ponies, he weren't getting no love.
No love.
He ain't getting no love.
Mad. As kids, we were stupid. I'm not gonna lie.
So dumb.
Believe anything.
Ace, has anyone commented about your question? Has anyone got any scientific evidence?
I don't think anyone's got any scientific. We should have had Lala on the show today. She would have been able to tell us something.
Well,
she's in the group. Lala's just saying because we're the best. She's a Jamaican, I'm taking it.
Yes, because
she knows. Yeah, but I'm sure there's got to be something scientific, man. There has to be. Why are we faster than them? Why? Why?
It's definitely something to do with
it. It has to be genetic, surely.
I think it's a genetic thing.
Do you know what, though? Remember... Linford Christie held the world record at one point. And I think as a country, you focus on what you're good at, innit? So, you know.
Has a white man ever been the fastest man in the world? Well, he must have been at one point.
Well, that brother, that one looked white to me, bro. But he wasn't, is he? He's a black man, innit?
Italian. Yeah.
Who's the Italian?
Yeah, but was he mixed race Italian?
He's black.
I thought he might have been white. I thought he might have been white with a tan.
What's wrong with you, blood? You had a fade.
It was the Italian accent that killed me. So I was like, where is he really from? And why is he not running for them?
I don't know. Let's not get into all of that, car.
I'm trying to see if when the first white man was that had the 100-meter record. Can't find it.
Okay.
That's probably back in the day. That's probably back in the day when the black man wouldn't even have to run, though.
Yeah, they probably weren't probably. Even. You're right. You're probably right.
Anyway. But you know what? You know, it must be Janae because I've got a brethren, yeah? And I swear to you, no word of a lie, yeah? He's Ghanaian. And this guy's body, yeah? Like, he's got abs and obliques. He's just got a solid body. He's never trained a day in his life. He's never gone to the gym a day in his life. And if you look at his body, he looks like an athlete.
Is he a cracker?
No. I'm being deadly serious, dude. I'm not even trying to run jokes. It's his genetic makeup. He must, his ancestors or, I don't know, where whatever happened, it must have been in Black Panther or something. His body is ripped. And the thing is, when he's sick, yeah, he's even more ripped. So if he gets flu or something and he ain't eaten, oh my days, bro. Look, he could be a bodybuilder.
All right.
Like, how that ripped.
How, How often are you looking at this man's body that you know how he looks when you see?
The thing is, I'm fascinated when I see him because I'm like, I don't know how you do it because I know man diet, man going to the gym for hours in and can't even look like that. And I'm one of them. Do you get what I'm saying? But I just, it is what it is, man. He's just like, he can't even explain it. He can eat rubbish, drink, he does whatever he wants and no problem. Ghanaian guy, I swear to God. Maza.
No. No, no. Is what it is.
And he's in his 40s.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm nearly there. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. My body's looking mad.
I feel you, my bro.
Boss this 100 meter times in history, yeah? You ready?
Yeah. Go on.
Usain Bolt, obviously, number one.
What's that? 9.5 something?
9.58. Tyson Gay, black man. 9.69. Johan Blake, Jamaican, 9.69. Asafa Powell, Jamaican, 9.72. Justin Gatlin, black Jamaican man, 9.74. Christian Coleman, black American man, 9.76. Trayvon Bromwell, black American man, 9.77. Nesta Carter, Jamaican, 9. Jump, did you see the pattern here?
Yeah, we're running things.
Steve Mullins, Jamaican, 9.80.
Do you think anyone will break Bolt's record in our lifetime?
Yes, 100%.
You think so?
Yeah, man. I think like records are there to be broken. There's going to be a new Usain Bolt at some point.
But the thing is, when he done that record, he boggled through the line, you know? That's the time he boggled through the line, isn't it? He didn't even run it out flat, did he?
Nah.
You get what I'm saying? He boggled through the line that time. I'm still bodied. I don't know, man. That's a very hard time. That's a very hard time to beat.
It's mad. Like, all of them, I'm seeing Nigeria, Trinidad and Tobago.
You know what happened with this athletics, yeah? I was listening to Michael Johnson talk, and he said a lot of the athletes that were running, yeah, don't usually run in them events. So you got, like, a 400 metres, man, running 100 metres.
What?
Like, it was that's what he was saying. It was such an open field this year, 100 metres, because a lot of people from different, like, there was a 400-metre runner in the final of the 100 metres. Do you get what I'm saying? And a 200-metre specialist.
That's why they were so upset. That's why Great Britain was so upset about my man doing a full start, because this year it was for anyone to take.
All you
have to do is just not full start, and he unfortunately full started. But man can't get at him. Like, you know, he was there, innit? He made it there. Hopefully next year is the World Championships. So he can do something next year, innit?
That's up to him.
Is he a young buck, though? How old is he?
Young. He's not old. He's not like this his last event. He's
what
young.
To Dwayne Chambers, man?
He does athletics training. He does training.
Doesn't, because I don't see him do any interviews. I remember when he used to come to the barbershop, innit?
Yeah, he's about. He does training. He's got like a training camp type thing.
Oh, okay, because I thought he'd be doing more behind the scenes, innit? Did you see they were getting onto the report, the presenter? By the way. No, they were saying some guy was saying that the way she speaks is not proper. She's not pronouncing her D's.
Alex.
Yeah, she's not. Yeah.
It's just racist, man. He's
mad.
What's going on, though, lads? What's happening? What's going on? What else is going on other than the Olympics?
What is going on, to be fair? Your event's happening. Are we going to talk about that now, or do you want to talk about it later?
Yes, we are. And it's not my event, Lee. It's our event. It's a cut the chat event. What's wrong with you?
Oh, sorry. But if it, I just went today, if it was a cut the chat event, why my face is not on the flyer?
Is my face on the flyer?
No, but that's the thing. That means you're saying that me and your shit. That is you personally telling me. When I see Ace, I see Femi on the flyer, and I don't see me and you. That is me, you telling me that you think I'm shit. And I'm unworthy.
I think you have got the best entrance to any event ever.
I think I have too. And I'll tell you what, it takes me 2 weeks to recover from that entrance. So I deserve to be on that flyer.
But this is the thing.
This year, I can feel something might break. I'm getting old. These old bones can't keep doing that.
This is the thing. You need more than 900 followers on the gram to get on that flyer.
Okay, fine. You know what? I'll be honest with you. That whole thing, I'm all about the entrance. And I say, I don't mind sitting on the bench the whole game, like, chilling, you know, chatting bare shit, putting people off, annoying Ace. Ace thinks he's nang. E-Tumps tunes, comes on for one goal, and he looks the part, wears the Jordans, got the shorts the right size and whatever, and then comes back off.
I'm nang.
What entrance music are you giving me this year?
What do you want?
I don't know, man. What's she giving me? I want something that's just going to kill her. I want. Can you do the thing where you make the lights go down and then come back up again?
You should have the, you know, the funeral music.
What funeral? Funeral music, you know?
What, the Undertaker? Funeral.
You know, the African
Undertaker?
Funeral. No, the African. The African funeral dons. That should be your tune, fam.
Yeah, that might be my tune. Your knees. But we just say I'm going to be dead.
Yeah, bruv, I remember what you were like after. And you, it's the same every year. Like, for the next few days, you are finished.
Disorientated, bruv.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Absolutely mad, but it's crazy, though. I enjoy it. Every right, year.
Let's get into it, though. So, this year, September the 5th, Copper Box in Stratford. It's our fourth one. Obviously, last year didn't happen because of COVID. It's our fourth annual Cut the Chat versus Who's Got Game celebrity charity basketball event. Basically, the whole idea of this come about because we wanted to find a better way of promoting blood donation and organ donation within the Black community. Shout out to the ACLT, like, absolutely love them. But what I realized is all of the events that I would go to at halftime, like all of the comedy shows, at the halftime interval, they would come on the stage and they would do their speech and then try and get people to sign up and whatever else. And I thought, for me personally, I've already signed up. So I just stopped listening. I didn't listen. Do you know what I mean? And it kind of got a bit tedious and boring because I'm like, okay, here come these men again. I'm bouncing to the bar. And I just thought, you know, and no disrespect to them at all, because obviously there's new people at comedy shows all the time and everything else that they do. But I just thought that there must be a way, and not even to get adults. I was thinking, how can we get young people interested and understanding about blood and organ donation? And I thought, let's just do a family event. And that was it. If you haven't been, you need to go. Check out Cut the Chat Instagram. Just scroll down. Over the next few days, I'm going to be putting highlights from the last event up there. You know, we've got a guy that can jump over two adults and slam dunk, a guy called the Royal Guard. So I think last year, I think Pagey Cakey was on Notes' shoulders and he jumped over both of them and slam dunked it. Chifa, the jeweler, and not because my bridging, but definitely one of the best jewelers about there right now. Last year, the last event, he gave away a pair of diamond earrings. Word is, this is an exclusive. Ace, give me some exclusive music. I need some exclusive music. Give me something.
What do you want?
Something exclusive. What I'm about to say.
What do you want?
I don't know what
it's going to be. Absolutely crazy, bro.
What I'm about to say is going to be a mad thing. Ace, press the buttons like they do something.
That's Black Business Corner.
Just go. Just say something. Go.
What's that noise?
Laughing. Man put laughing before I was about to introduce the madness.
He's mugging you off. Absolutely mugging you.
All right, so here's the exclusive. Hey, so you listening?
Yeah, go on.
Leo, you focused?
I'm with you, my bro. I'm here.
So word on the streets. The last event, Chief of the Jeweler gave away a pair of diamond earrings. This event, Chief of the Jeweler, for part of the halftime activities, is giving away
a Rolex.
A Rolex watch. Lee, what's
you chat watch? Shit. You chat shit. Is he?
He's giving away a Rolex.
What, a woman's one or a man's one?
Are you serious?
A A Rolex is a Rolex. This is what Chief is doing.
A Rolex watch.
A Rolex watch. A real Rolex watch. This is what Chief is doing.
What thing?
For one of the half-time giveaways. I think, what was it last year? What was it last time? Was it,
I think it was like a three-point competition or something.
Three-point competition. Maybe so basically...
Where's this watch from? China?
If you know Chief, yeah. If you know Chief and Chief with jewels, yeah. That's blasphemy right there. Don't disrespect my man like that. You're mad.
What? He's giving away. I'm bringing my mom. I bring my auntie. I better tell them hustle. What they got to do to win this watch?
We don't know. We're working it out. We might have to do some kind of raffle as well. So we might do a raffle for you to get picked. To then
Damon, this thing's going to have to be in-house like most competitions in the world. It's going to have to be in-house. Either me, you, or Femi's got to win this, or our people's got to win this. This can't be getting it. You can't just give out a Rolex. What do you think we are? We're made of money?
Wow.
You think we're made of money?
This is... Listen, you see Chief, bro, yeah?
Hey, Ace. I'm out here till 3 a.m. This brother's giving away a Rolex, you know? Is he mugging me off? You're absolutely mugging me off. I'm sitting out in Regent's Park in the dark, about to go back to work, and you're telling me we're giving away Rolex giveaways. What is this? Do me a favor, please.
Amongst other things. Cheaper just loves the event. Cheaper just loves the event, loves everything about it, loves what we're trying to achieve. So he's like, yeah. So, you know, that's one of the major things happening. A couple of celebrities that are confirmed. We've got Notes back again. Love that kid. Absolutely adore that kid. So he's going to be back again. We've got DEE. Who's Ace? Are you going to just stuff your face for the whole thing?
I'm done now. Finished, though. It's finished.
We eating Banku? Eba?
I don't eat Eba. I'm calling him.
Ching Ching. They're passive.
Can I finish? Can you man actually act like you're actually excited about what I'm saying?
We are. Is Dizzy coming, Ozzy? Sorry.
You gone?
What?
Gone.
He's such a rascal.
Yeah. Notes, DEE, Richard Blackwood.
Good afternoon, baby. Oh, we love you, RB.
And more celebrities incoming. You know, we keep adding more to the list as the weeks go on. I feel like every week we'll be adding some more celebrities, so make sure you lock in. In fact, don't wait till your favorite celebrity is announced. Just buy the tickets now. You're going to enjoy yourself. Even if it's just me, Damon, Femi and Lee shooting around a basketball, it's going to be a turn-up event. We're going to play tunes. Ladies, there's bare man them down there. Man them, there's bare girl down there. It's a joke. You're going to see people that you've seen in time. It's just a great day. Fun. Never no trouble. We have a good time. So make sure you buy your tickets right now. There's 4 weeks to go. There's not a lot of time. And if I don't buy one ticket, buy tickets for you and all of your peoples as well. Buy.
Bye.
Now.
Bye on the dip. Damon. Who are you disrespecting me this year in hosting?
What?
I said, who have you got this year and disrespecting me hosting?
We're going to announce that
what?
Soon.
I want to hear. Go on. You're going to side bet. You're going to sidestep your best friend and get someone that you think is greater. That's fine. I like that.
No, we've got a role for you. But remember, you will be playing basketball as well. But we do have a role for you.
I don't pay no basketball. Come on there and you man want to sub me off straight away and just get my flow.
Bro.
Can we not have these
domestic I'll be honest with you. I'm a sports person and I love sports, yeah. I am the worst at that sport for some reason. I don't know what it's the ball is too big. Am I the only one that thinks this? That ball is massive. I'm bouncing it. I'm like, bro, this ball's massive. The way I see a basketball is hench. And it's hard and it's heavy. I don't know, man. I don't know what it is, man. I just can't get with that sport, man.
You know what? I don't think I've ever heard anybody else in my life describe basketball like that.
It's heavy. You got weak wrist, bro. You got weak.
But don't you think? I don't know how they do it, man. From downtown. I don't know how you do it, man. I have to throw that out sometimes.
Buy your tickets now and don't embarrass yourself by asking any of us for guest list. Are you all right?
Yeah, no guest list.
I've already had a couple of those messages and they just get straight air. How can you ask me for guest list for a charity event? What's wrong with your life? Just buy tickets, man. Sorry. Man, upset. Man, anyway.
How much are tickets again, by the way?
Go online. The link is in the bio.
Are they different prices?
Lee, can you act like you know what's going on? Just pretend, innit? Just pretend like you know.
No, you know why? Because some people, but I'm pretending. And some people are like, oh, yeah. What? How much are they? Oh, yeah. Lee, ask that question.
Tell them to click the link in which should be in your bio. Yeah. Should be in your bio.
And if you want the £5 tickets, get at the quickly before they sell out.
Anyway, yeah. So that's happening on the 5th of September. Copperbox Arena. It's going to be an amazing event. Bigger and better than the last one. So, yeah, get your tickets and get down there.
That's hilarious.
You what?
So can you get parking this year? That is really funny.
Parking was
a mad thing.
Oh, my God. Get down there and park properly because it is...
You know what I think? All right, let's handle this, yeah? You can park in Westfield, Stratford, and that's what? 7-8 minute walk away.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's about £15 an hour.
Oh, nice. No, stop being foolish.
It's expensive there, D.
No, it's not.
Westfield, maybe in... Well, listen, maybe in West London, it's not, but see, at Stratford, it's expensive.
We're trying to get people to come to an event, innit?
No, but there's another car park. That's what I was going to go on and say. That's free. That's a little bit further. It's near Rockholt Road. There's a car park there, and that's free parking.
There's parking on International Way as well. International, is it called International Drive?
Yeah. International Way.
That car park's fine as well. Just park there.
Yeah, okay. It's free parking there. So. And you have to walk 2 hours.
What was you going to... Lee, shut up.
Get an Uber.
Yeah. What? How dare you?
I'll
be there to do shuttles in my taxi.
Okay. They have to pay you though. Is that free?
No, I'll do it for free.
Okay, cool. Again, for the last time, not the last time. You're going to keep hearing us talking about this week after week, but make sure you buy tickets for the Who Got Game basketball event. It is going to be a mad thing. But I will quickly, before we, because we're like 45 minutes in already, the baby, you've been seeing this?
What did he do?
So the baby at Rolling Loud made some really stupid statements and remarks about gay people and HIV. It was just dumb. It was a really stupid thing that he said.
What did he say about HIV?
So he was like, you know, like you do like the call and response. So I might be like, oh, like when, if I'm DJing, I'm like, oh, if you got more than £10 in your pocket, make some noise. Or if you got like, ladies, if you got your own hair, you know, like you do them kind of call and response things, yeah? Mm. His thing was, if you're not, I can't even say what he said. It's that mad. It's that wild. He said, if you're not sucking in the parking lot, make some noise. If you're not and then his DJ in the background was like, yeah, some of you lot are suspect as F. And then he was like, if you haven't got HIV or something that's going to kill you in the next 2 weeks, make some noise.
What?
Yeah.
I don't understand why you would make joke about that, to be fair. That's not even a stupid thing to say.
But the conversation has been interesting because obviously when I saw that, I was like, you're an idiot. Why did you say that? It's just like, I could see what was about to happen in regards to like the backlash that came from it. Like, it was just a dumb thing to say on a stage at the biggest hip hop festival in the world at the moment. Really stupid thing to say, but you could see what the backlash was coming. And then he started doubling down and he was like, he tried to come up with a few excuses to what he meant. And
what did he mean?
He was just making it worse. There was one video where he was like, I've got gay fans. I'm talking about the gay people that have got class, gay people that that do that in a hotel room. They go and get a hotel room. What he was saying just didn't make any sense. Anyway, so as a result of those things that he said on that stage, all of these festivals started canceling, they kept canceling from his festivals that he had coming up, obviously his festival season, and everything from Park Life to Lollapalooza, all of these festivals have like, started cancelling. Elton John came out and said like he condemns him. Madonna came out and said stuff. Questlove, all these, he was just getting cancelled. Yeah. Didn't want to apologize. He's now apologized twice, by the way. He had to because of what's going to happen. But the conversation that I saw that was being had today is one that I think is super interesting. And it's that rappers go on stage, call women the B word, talk about killing each other, talk about murdering people, and it's bless. But as soon as they talk about gay people, then they get cancelled.
Okay.
That's racist.
Okay.
Is that not? It's like, you can say whatever you want about your own people, or you can say whatever you want about women, or you can say whatever you, but the minute you speak about this group, then nah, you can't make money, you can't do anything. You're just being locked off. I wanted to know how you feel about that.
You know what I feel about that? You know what I feel about that? I honestly feel, yeah, that anybody, and that's young, old, rich, poor, and all of the celebrity world will drop whatever they're doing and come out to support any homosexual argument, yeah? I think when it comes to coming out and supporting anything to do with black people, I think a lot of people always hesitate, you know. Part of it for me is it's cool. Like you get props if you support a particular thing. Do you know what I mean? Like you get love in the industry if you come out and you've spoken against homophobia. You get mad love and support from certain people that are at the top of the game if you're coming out and you're an activist for, you know, homosexuals. You don't get that with, and you hear the argument of, well, you know, you lot call yourselves this and call yourselves that and whatever else. And, you know, I suppose part of it is if we're not actively trying to stop ourselves from degrading ourselves, then why should somebody else support it? Why should somebody else support a movement to stop black people degrading black men and women if we're not going to stop it first or try and stop it first? It doesn't actually make any sense.
I think for me, yeah. Like, so while I was seeing this whole thing going, I was going, look, bruv, he just needs to come out and apologize. Just apologize. Because, like, every day he was losing something. A different festival, he lost his Boohoo deal, he lost all of these different things, yeah?
Yeah.
And now he's apologized twice, actually. He's come out and he's made two different separate apologies. And it goes to show the power of, like, these companies. It goes to show the power of media. It goes to show the power of, like, people stopping your money. So that means that if festivals turn around tomorrow and we're like, we don't want any, if you're a rapper and you're talking about killing people, or you're a rapper that you call women bitches or whatever, then we're not booking you. All of these men would change their music.
They would change
the whole, if they're not making money off the concert.
That's gonna happen. It will start up again, and another person would own it and let it be thrive again somewhere else, because it's too much money to lose. I don't think people would change their music, if I'm honest.
If they turn around and said, look, we're not giving you no more deals, you're not going to perform with us. If you perform any music or you make any music that promotes violence towards black people,
what stops you from putting on a show for like that, Ace, though, and saying, right,
then I'm cancelled. What's the point of me doing that?
No. For example, what I'm saying to you is saying you hire out a venue and you let these rappers perform there and you get money from that.
Then I'm cancelled. This is my point. No one wants to be aligned with that. Do you feel like these people, like these companies, really, like, not in a bad way, do you think they really care? Or do you feel like they came under pressure from other people because they don't want to look like they are supporting this person? So why would I then turn around, if I had millions, support the person that everybody's like, it's not, what am I doing that for?
Because, then, because you, there's still money there to be made. There's still a bag there to be made.
Lee, what you need to understand is, well, fundamentally, what Ace is doing is Ace is supporting people that are still degrading black people. You understand?
Yeah.
His
argument is going to be, I'm just putting money back. Because what's the the argument is, but when you say this to the artists, what do they say? They say this, it's just, they're just a product of their environment. They're Lee, talking about
with your argument. Yeah, if you had millions, your argument. If you had millions and you had money to do whatever, you would put on an R. Kelly concert then.
Standard, that's what you're saying. Course.
Well, you're an idiot. That's my point. Like, you can't just because you can see money in something doesn't mean that you should do it. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
And if you as a promoter put on an R. Kelly concert, what's the backlash for you?
Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. If R. Kelly wanted to do a concert, would that make money? Is there a brother out there that would do that? Yes. If you don't do it, someone else will do it.
And how would that brother look? Do you think that brother could make money with loads of other people?
Do you think
that brother could get like a sponsorship from Pepsi or something to do on this R. Kelly concert?
Ain't it the same with these people behind the music game that are exploiting people for millions? Do you think they give a shit how they look?
They do, but that's why they've moved away from my man. That's why they've moved away from this guy, because they care about how they look. They don't want to be seen to be supporting this guy.
The rap game is so big, it's so powerful that you can't stop it.
Why did he apologize then?
No, you know why? Because his bag is getting affected. And at the end of the day,
So then you can stop it then.
Okay, when we say that these guys are saying bad things, what bad things were they saying in their raps anyway? Now, apart from what he said the other day, what was he saying about his people that was bad?
All right, Lee, looking like this,
he's not saying suck my dick. He ain't saying anything like that, are they?
Let me put it like this, You have two types of rappers in it. You have the conscious rapper and you have the mainstream rapper. Now, you see your conscious rapper, off the top of my head, your Talib Kweli's, your those kind of rappers, you're not mainstream.
The J. Cole's.
Not even J. Cole.
Okay. Talk
about them, man, there, who you're not mainstream, but you're not out here making music about fuck bitches, fuck hoes, all of that kind of stuff. You're not.
But we like them tunes about prostitutes and hoes.
Lee, real talk. Now, when you're sitting down and you're talking to a record exec, and them are like, okay, cool, we like it, but where's the this and where's the that? Fam, they're not getting promoted. They're not. That's the reality. And these people, this is the reality. The people that don't look like us are the ones that majority of the time are fronting up the money to promote and to push this music. They don't care.
The machine is so powerful, that it can't be stopped, bro. You got Cardi B talking about wet something and rah, 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 rah. How? This shouldn't have happened. But you know what happened? The following was there. It made movements. And now they're saying she's empowered herself. In the day, you think you could go and rap about what she's rapping about?
Yeah, but this is the thing. This is the thing,
Once your movement is that big...
No,
it can't be stopped. No. Rap is massive. It cannot be stopped.
All it takes is somebody, who's been offered the bag to promote her, then to endorse her. Do you know what I mean? Like, she goes and does that song, and it's just like, oh, you know what? Bro, Ace, I'm going to give you some P, promote her, innit? Because you're the voice. Everyone listens to Ace. Bust her. And then, you're going to get put on, and then you're going to get put on, and you're going to get put on. Like, if anyone turns around and said, no, I'm not supporting that.
You're not living in this ideal world. If we all do this, that will there's no honor among thieves, bro. No one cares. Really and truthfully, let me tell you something. And I know just when I got this job, when we're trying to protest for better rights and this and that, there are still cabbies that go and work. Knowing that we're all at the protest in the middle of London trying to shut it down because all of the illegal shit like that, there are still people going around making extra money. There is no honor among thieves. People say there's a lot of talk, And you must have been witness people that talk, and then when it comes down to it, they're not on it.
So what
there
do you
are
want?
People. If so R. Kelly did a concert, if R. Kelly did a concert for £5, I guarantee in London, and it was, and he said there was a 25 capacity, you'll see bare man that you know there.
Lee,
you'll see bare okay. heads. There won't be people saying, "Nah, boycott Lee. That." There will be bare Lee. Heads there.
Lee, let's simplify this, yeah?
Facts.
Lee, let's simplify this. You know there's certain people that think it's okay to just touch girls up in the club?
Yeah.
So you're always going to have people that don't get it. You're always going to have people that don't get it. You're always going to have people that don't have a moral compass. You're always going to have people that don't know the difference between right and wrong. And you're going to have people that do know the difference between right and wrong, but they just want to be different. They just want to go against the grain. I've got no time for them people there. I really haven't. And the reality is, all four of us that are on this podcast, you understand? All four of us, furthermore, all five of us, we're getting involved. All five of us. Look at our circle of friends. We don't keep them people around us. We don't keep them people
around us. No, we don't. No. All right, D. We don't, but we all know a brother that might not be our direct friend that's a bit shady. Just be real. If we're going to have a real conversation, but he's still around. He's still There's a brother around every man.
I'm going to tell you something now.
That is a bit shady.
Lee, I'm going to tell you something now. And probably, I'd say 90% of the people on this podcast who listen to this podcast can probably vouch for me. Yeah. Well, you've probably seen me out raving. You've probably seen me out dinner, whatever else. You see my people, they're certified. They don't keep up with them.
Damon, no disrespect, but you know the most criminals that I've ever known.
Criminals is one thing. Morals is another, though, bro.
It doesn't matter. Criminals are criminal. That person.
That's not true.
He's right.
We can't make excuses. Look, whether a man sells weed. I know a man that sells coke. I know a man that sells heroin. I know a man that sells weed. Do you know what I'm saying? That man is then putting heroin into someone's veins and killing them.
Bruv, a man that sells weed is not the same as a paedophile.
No.
They're both criminals. They're not the same.
Yeah, but Ace, for you, paedophile is the line. But some people will say a man that sells heroin or used to sell heroin is evil. You don't know how many people that person could have killed. When a man goes into a man's bank account and cleans it out, you don't know what that person's been through after they got cleaned out of their bank account and now they have a nervous breakdown, they lost their home. We know fraud, man.
Lee, same thing.
You can't pick and choose where your moral compass lays. Either you're a law-abiding citizen or you're not. I don't agree.
Ace, do you know why you can't say there's levels? I'm going to tell you why you can't say the levels, because Lee's absolutely correct. Yeah. There's people who have seen family members go through like the wildest mental breakdowns, based on smoking too much weed. And yet they've
done, yes, I get it.
Now, to them, you can't even mention the word weed to them. You're mad. You can't even mention the word weed to them. Yes, there is a difference.
There's 100%. If there wasn't a difference, there wouldn't be a difference in sentences. At the end of the day, you can't just say a criminal is a criminal.
If you're going to say that, though, there's certain man, they get more time for heroin than they get for...
No, I'm sorry. That doesn't sit right with me for you to say that, you're a criminal. There's certain man that sold a little bit of weed, and there's certain man that try and touch kids. They're not the same. They are not the same. I didn't say that.
But I'm saying that you probably know a man that's a fraud, man. You probably know a man that sold Class A drugs, yeah? But you, in your mind, it's not as bad as anything else.
I'm not talking about crime.
In your mind.
I'm just saying there's certain crimes or like petty crimes. There's petty crimes, yeah? There's petty crimes. People that, there might be criminals that have to do things out of circumstance or out of desperation. I'm saying them people are not as bad as those people that are evil and have evil intent for people. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you do a crime out of... Some people do crimes out of necessity. No, I'm not. Because you lot said criminals are criminals. And I'm telling you they're not. I'm telling you that certain man that's been on this podcast and bust joke with us is not the same as R. Kelly. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, I didn't say that. But what I said to you is you probably know a man that's done fraud. You probably know a man that's sold Class A.
And they're not R. Kelly.
But No, but no, that's no, not Achilles. You probably let that go like it's nothing. But there's some
because it's not Achilles.
I listen to the podcast that have lost their parents too, being addicted to heroin, or where they lost a lot of money in a scam.
I'm but sorry.
You disregard that person.
You know what?
That, you know what? Criminals. Why do they put like certain criminals in a certain part of a prison? Because there's like. What, some crimes are worse than the others. I'm telling you, it is what it is.
I'm not debating
That's not the argument. What Lee's trying to say is right now, if we're talking about the people that we have around us, how can you be standing there thinking that you're better than me because you've got certain criminals around you? Yeah, bloody, bloody.
What are you talking about? What kind of... Can I say one last thing? You're acting like if you're a criminal, you can't have morals. Come on.
I'm not saying that, but all right, looking like this.
If that's the case, what, you think a pedophile won't have morals? You think a pedophile won't think, well,
You don't have morals.
He probably says, I can fancy a child, but I will never sex my mum. You think that's how they think?
What I'm saying is, pedophiles don't have morals. They don't, 100%. You've got no morals.
No, they don't have morals in what they're doing in that thing, but they might have
you've got no morals.
Side.
You've got no morals.
These guys still might donate to charity.
Nah, whatever.
All right, we've gone wayward.
We've gone left.
We've got Lee. Look, we've gone very left. Ace, just one thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you remember a couple of years ago when I had some guy who was crazy and he kept on harassing me in the barbershop?
Yeah.
And do you remember that day when he come and he's pulled out a pair of scissors?
Yeah.
Yeah? That was all... That was a lot of that. I'd say 80% of that was his addiction to weed, or whatever they was putting in the weed. We're not going to get into the whole, well, he should have been smoking the pure thing or whatever. The reality is he bought his weed from a weed seller and that's how he was moving. Now, imagine my man stabbed me and killed me. Imagine he stabbed me and killed me.
I hear you. Okay.
Now, the thing is, this is my argument is, and you see all of my people around me, and yes, I know a lot of criminals. That's probably more so because of my job than actually my brethren. But you see my brethren, don't think I haven't had the conversation with them. Like, yo, you know you need to stop this now, innit? Because all of my brethren are of similar age and are of similar thinking. You can't go to jail now. This is long. What are you doing?
In the argument that you're making, the guy that sold that man the weed, that could have killed you, just say he did kill you, God forbid, touch wood. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is the guy that sold him the weed is the same as a guy that is paid to go out and kill somebody. You're not the same.
But Ace, you have knock-on effects.
They're not the same.
I'm not saying that, but you have knock-on effects, Ace. And this is my...
You're picking and choosing what side you want to be. That's where you are. That's what you're doing.
I'm just saying there's levels to this.
I know a man that robbed a building. And when he robbed the building, there was kids in it. He robbed it with a gun and that. You could say he don't have no morals.
Did he know there were kids in there?
He didn't care whether there was kids in there. He went to rob the building. That wasn't the point. He ran up in the building and he robbed the building, whatever. Long story short, he got caught. He's in prison. Do I say he has no morals? The act showed that he had no morals, but he's not a person with no morals.
What are people saying in the comments?
I feel like it was just listening. No one's really getting old. And
what are the comments saying?
Really, I agree with the certain thing is that we're aware of the conditioning that has been done, and a large amount of us still fall into the trap. That's why they continue to exploit us. Sorry, they're talking to each other. It's fine.
That's good, though. It's an open forum, man. It's one chat, man. That's good.
Love Island's just ended, so that's why all of the people are starting to come in now.
Oh, everyone's trying to come too. Right? No, go back. What's up?
Tomorrow night. Leader, Damon don't even understand that joke. Then. Tomorrow night.
He's giving us comedy gold right now.
It's amazing.
I wish that was my joke, Ace. I wish that was my... Don't worry, D.
I'm all right.
Toby in love triangle.
Triangle? It's a square now, bro. He's got four girls. He's double with Toby.
He is bodying.
He's bodying. I like him now, you know. I'm getting a soft spot.
You know why I like him? Because he's doing it in such a playful way. The girls are laughing. They're like, oh my God. It's like, sooner or later, they're going to start trying to outbid each other to get him.
You know what is it? He doesn't mean harm. He don't mean no harm.
He doesn't mean no harm.
He just likes to tell.
He's actually the most friendliest player I've ever met. He's not even horrible about it. He's happy.
The young light skin you with the square head, Chris Brown.
I'm confused. He just loves to laugh.
He just loves Gyalit. He's just excited to be in there. He actually doesn't mean no harm. I'm not gonna lie.
You know what the killer thing is? Have you seen him with all the other females? They love him. They're all busting jokes. He's got that childish energy that everyone you're drawn to him.
Yeah.
And it's mad. The girl that he just in the beginning, Damon.
Yeah.
And he went 2 and 3. Now he wants to go back to number 1. He's like, oh, it took me to get to here. The bars are so perfect. It took me to kiss 2 other frogs to come back to my swan.
You know who Toby's like? Like, he is that this excited bridging that has come out with you for the first time. Going on his first lad's holiday. Or come to Bristol with you for the first time and just starts getting super excited.
He's just happy to be there. He's harmless, man.
He's just happy. He's just happy to be there. Leave Toby alone.
I'm going to say this. I think the girls now need to take responsibility. It's not on him. And I said it. Yeah, I said it. Because if I saw a gal moving loose, do you think that man got anything to query? You think there's any chance? You get what I'm saying? It's up to the females now to take responsibility. You can't blame him for his actions because now he's getting away with it. And he's making it look good. He's not even making it look bad no more.
What do you think about Tyler?
Do you know what? I'll be honest with you. I genuinely didn't like when he chiefed Rachel for that girl.
Rachel?
And now
who the hell's Rachel? Kaz.
The girl that got kicked out. No, the first girl. No, the other, like, was her name Rachel?
Who's Rachel?
The other black girl that came in. She was only in for a little while.
That wasn't Tyler.
That was Tyler. Teddy. Do you remember?
That was Teddy.
I'm thinking of Teddy. That's my guy. But I'm conflicted with Teddy.
Are you conflicted?
Yeah, why? Because you know what? I genuinely think he is the most mature guy.
Nice guy,
His advice is good, but I don't like the girl he's with. And that's what makes me think that you're an idiot. Because that girl there, allow it.
You didn't deserve that.
Allow it. Dale is gay.
Who?
Dale, the hairdresser.
You think he's gay?
He's gay. I don't know why. Because he went in for Chloe and didn't even make I just think that he just got in there just to be in there.
I've got a theory that he likes Kaz though.
You think so?
Yeah. Like when he first came in, he was talking about how much of a...
And you two have your own podcast about that.
Hugo, I just mute your mic for another 1 minute. Hugo, I can't stand him. That's what he's never getting no airtime.
None.
I can't stand him.
He wasn't even on last night's episode.
I can't wait for that girl just to dash him in the bin.
She don't like him.
She don't even want him. She don't even want him. But tonight, I heard the girls are going to choose the guys they want
to
pair up with.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
You know, Kaz is going to go back with my man, who you said, didn't it?
Who do you think?
Tyler? He's a chief, man. You know what he realised? He realised that girl didn't like him. He realised, and now he's going back to Kaz. Yeah. We all knew she didn't like him like that anyway.
Yeah.
He was punching. She's too much.
Real talk, you know there's some people that don't care, innit? So
no, you don't care. Love Island is a big rude boy. Anyway, we'll end it there.
We'll move on.
Any other Olympic highlights though? What happened? Anything else happened?
What else did I see?
Oh, you lot can answer me this. Why is Harry Kane not turning up for training at Tottenham?
Because he's probably
seeing it.
He's not on it.
No, he's being sold.
Oh,
Man City in it.
So is he not happy?
It's not about
he just wants to win something, isn't it? And he knows that his chances.
I know, but so,
you know what it is?
So why are they finding him if they know that they're selling him?
Who said they're finding him?
I've read that he was being fined today for
If you miss your training and that, obviously it's protocol that you get fined, isn't it? Some clubs fine their players for lateness, missing training. You get what I'm saying? You get fined for those things, but not fined. You're gonna get fined.
Yeah.
His fine will probably be something like $5,000, if that.
Oh, same.
It's not a mad thing. Yeah. It's not anything that's going to affect him.
It's an edit thing. But yeah, it's time for him to go, man. He wants to win, innit? You can't want to win and be in the losing team, innit? You're the best of a shit bunch, innit? You're the best on a shit bunch.
He has to go. I made a kid cry today.
Ow.
And you're happy about this?
I didn't say I was happy about it, but I don't care.
What did you do?
I had to bat up some youths outside. You know, you know, youths that are outside constantly playing outside, yeah. Blood. So imagine I'm outside washing my car, yeah? And one youth has just kicked the ball and landed right on Aisha's car.
Oh.
It wasn't even like a slow thing. Man booted it in the air. And like, bam! I'm like, no. Nah,
yeah, it was an accident, though. Well, all right, let me ask you, what about if your dad's got one arm, yeah? And when it's windy, the arm floats like that.
What?
And he talks like the side of his mouth.
What's wrong with you?
With a gun just spliff.
Anyway.
Then what?
Anyway, you're still getting batted up.
Yeah?
You're still getting
We used to do that when we were young back in the day. Like, if my ball hit someone's car, I remember my neighbor used to come out and she goes, if you hit my car one more time, I'm confiscating your ball.
Okay.
And then we hit. And then we done it again and shook my ball.
Yeah.
And I got my mum. And my mum went straight to the door and she gave it back straight away, no long thing.
See, your mum was wrong.
She was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with kids, that's what kids do. Kids are meant to make mistakes. They're meant to push barriers, no?
Not right. It's not right. It's not about pushing barriers. You're mashing up people's things.
So what about when your son shits in his nappy? He knows he's not meant to shit in his nappy, but he still does it.
No, he doesn't. He's supposed to shit in his nappy, you mad man. What is wrong with you?
Oh, okay. Okay. He should tell you, though, innit? So you can put him on the toilet.
What? Lee, sometimes you come from a
shit. So go on, You took his ball. Like you wasn't a kid once. And you made him cry.
No, I haven't taken his ball. There's about six of them outside now. And I've looked at him and I've started off by saying, are you, and I was about to say F in you and I've stopped myself. And I'm like, I said, wait, come here. I said, come here. So they're all looking at me sheepishly walked over. I said, you're not doing. I said, how many times has my wife come out and told you to stop kicking the ball by her car?
You just wanted to use that word wife.
Anyway, so I said to them, you've seen my house, innit? You've seen the park right next to my house, right? But you don't want to be playing football in there. So when I've said to the youths, play there, one of the youths who kicked the ball said he's allergic to flowers, innit?
Oh, he bodied you. He's just getting rude now, innit?
No, but he's real. I think he has got hay fever or something like that, yeah? So I've said to him, what are you more allergic to? Flowers are holding a beating. Now, I didn't mean it like that.
How do you mean that comment? How do you mean right that comment?
You're falling asleep. You're right.
No, I just had some anything. Go on, keep going. Go on.
Ace, how the hell do you mean? What would you mean by this comment? I don't get it.
What comment?
Exactly.
He said, basically, Damon, in his 50-year-old, offered to be at a 10-year-old.
What?
Beat out a 10-year-old.
No, not out. I didn't mean it like that. I mean beat up. Not out. See, out and up, you just... That whole thing changed the whole dynamic of what? He said he's going to beat up a 10-year-old.
Yeah, why did... What, you didn't... And he started crying.
I didn't say I was going to beat him up. I said, what are you more allergic to? Flowers or holding a beating? Yeah. What I went on to say is, I'm not going to beat you. But when I go to your parents' house and tell them that you've broken one of these cars and it's going to cost £500 to fix a dent or replace a wing mirror, I'm very sure that you're going to get beaten, innit? The boy started bawling and walked off.
Did you say sorry?
Sorry for what?
Be fair, if you're going to cry over that, you're an idiot, man. You deserve to cry, man.
Sorry for
I'll be like, what? He should have run his mouth a little bit more. I'm going to go in and tell my mum.
See, that's you. And then you know what happens? You know what happens?
Tell my dad, he'll boss you up, man. You little Rastafarian, man. Can I give a shit?
Bully. Absolute bully.
Isn't it?
And that's the problem with society, Lee. That's why your mum was wrong. Because your mum should have met the man keep your ball.
It was a flyaway, by the way. Bully. Did I tell you that part of the story? It was a flyaway. How can you the flyaway? The ball, the flyaway. Do you remember the flyaway balls?
And them light ones.
They do them anymore. Yeah.
You put one down and then go the other way.
It's like a balloon. It was like a balloon. You can't even you can't even do nothing with it. You kick it one way and it goes the other way. Yeah. Evil woman, man. And she used to work in a church as well, you know. Imagine that.
She's right, though.
What?
She's right. She's 100% right. She's 100% right. All right, Ace, well, you might as well tell us what you're reading, fam, because...
I've just had an email that's pissed me off. Can I go? I'll speak to you later. I'll speak to you later. Oh. End up tomorrow. We'll be back next week.
Do you know how rude that is, Ace?
No, like, we've been on an hour and a half or something now.
So people have tuned in and they just watched you stare at your phone for the last 8 minutes and then you just look up and like, ah, oh, can we go?
Listen, guys.
You got a salty email.
Oh, yeah, I did. It's not even salty. It's just like, people don't know how to do their jobs, man. Fuck's sake. All right, guys, we'll be back next week.
Promote the basketball thing again.
But make sure you guys, so I'll be happier at the basketball thing because... Anyway, buy tickets for We Got Game. The link for the
Ace,
tickets.
Just stop. It's not even called We Got Game. Just stop, Ace. Just stop.
Who's got game? Sorry, who's got game?
And who else, Ace? Who else, Ace?
I cut the chat.
That said We Got Game.
And loads of celebrities and basketball, and it's gonna be fun. For looks,
Ace, you're shit, Ace. You're shit right now.
Thanks. And Ace, the thing is, and that is basically what the email that I've received tells me. That's what it says.
Basically,
in a nutshell. But anyway, I will speak to you lot next week. Rate, subscribe, comment. Get off soon, Femi. Femi is under the weather.
Wait. One more thing. Got to do a birthday shout out to the main man. Man like Montserration.
Birthday blessings.
His birthday.
Big up Montserration. Each and every time.
Ace, you're actually a trump.
Why?
Man said, big up Montserrat, it's your birthday. This is exactly what you done. Yeah, happy birthday. Kaya, just lock off the thing. Lock off the thing.